It's interesting how the gospel reading connects the cross and the resurrection, the Paschal mystery here. And you have to be on the lookout for it, otherwise you'll miss it. Someone stated about the cross and resurrection, this balance between the cross and the resurrection, sorrow and joy, helps make sense out of a lot of confusing aspects of spiritual life. But the cross strengthens our love as we learn to cling to Him more than His gift. Now, we know that Jesus took Peter, John, and James up the mountain. And when he saw Moses and Elijah, they got excited, especially Peter, who wanted to build tents and looked like after he built the tents, stay there forever. Because they were viewing what Christ was going to have in his glory after his resurrection. And also, when we die and we go to heaven, our resurrection should be filled with happiness, and we should be looking out for it. But, you know, they had to bust Peter's bubble at that point, because when he went down the hill, Jesus told him, look, don't say anything to anybody until the Son of Man's resurrection, which they didn't understand. But here in life, especially during Lent season, we sacrifice, but sometimes we don't really understand why we are sacrificing. Of course, we're offering up to God, but like my grandkids complain, who gave up chocolate and video games, they can't wait until Lent is over. The dang idea is you want to get closer to God. That's the idea of your sacrifice, to lean on God, not to look for only for the resurrection, the glory that when we die, we receive, but to prepare ourselves for the resurrection by carrying our cross. Is it easy? No, it's never easy to carry a cross. Jesus showed that. He suffered for us. But we also have to carry a cross. It could be carrying the cross of a friend, a neighbor, giving alms, sacrificing. These are ways of carrying a cross. And when we do something like that, we should be looking always to get closer to God, to lean on Him, to feel His presence. They also say that by thinking of resurrection, we find strength in carrying our cross. That's another thing we should look at. We all strive to end up in heaven. We should look at, hey, to get to heaven, we have to all carry a cross. It's never easy. The cross and the resurrection are two sides of the same coin. We must never allow ourselves to think one without thinking of the other. Since both are necessary for the growth in holiness, just as sunlight and darkness are both necessary for the growth of a plant, God allows to experience both in accordance with the time that He deems best. So here it clearly states the cross and resurrection work together. One gives us hope through its resurrection, and the cross gives us strength. And that's what we need in this life to persevere. It's the strength of God. It's to know that God is with us, that God is helping us, that God does not abandon us, that He's always there if we seek Him. When we sacrifice during Lent, the closer we get to God, the more we realize how God is present in our lives. I'm pretty sure the older you get too, like, you know, myself, I find sometimes things that happen in my life, God's hand was there. God did not abandon me. He was there with me. God knows our lives. He knows us very well. He knows when we're hurting. He's there to help us. We just have to seek his help and lean on God for his strength. I want to share a little poem with you. It's titled, "And God Said." I said, "God, I hurt." And God said, "I know." I said, "God, I cry a lot." And God said, "That is why I gave you tears." I said, "God, life is so hard." God said, "That is why I gave you loved ones." I said, "God, my loved one died." And God said, "So did mine." I said, "God, it is such a loss." And God said, "I saw mine nailed to a cross." I said, "God, but your loved one lives." And God said, "So does yours." I said, "God, where are they now?" And God said, "Mine is on my right, and yours is in the light." I said, "God, it hurts." And God said, "I know."